Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, it's about wiper blades, ADD, and...
and chaos.
Absolute utter chaos. So if that's what you're into, congratulations.
This is your show.
Ben and Kelly.
Man, looking at the traffic cameras, I-65 shut down there at the fairgrounds. There was an accident. Has everything blocked right now where they're clearing the highway, but... I-65 North, by the way. It looks just, there's just a bunch of brake lights. There is nothing worse than traffic.
Especially at a time where you don't normally expect traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's burned us every now and then when, you know, when we go into work, there's no one.
Right.
And usually
and we can kind of count on that.
It's smooth sailing. Right. And I remember like, when we still, worked out of downtown, going, and then all of a sudden, it's like when you pass the point of no return there on I-64, just past the tunnels, mm-hmm. and you kind of like make that turn, and like you're too far to get off at Grinstead,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, it's like you see brake lights, and you're like, oh no, no,
no, no, no,
oh no, no, you're like, oh no,
oh no,
oh no, 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 and it's like you don't Waze it or Google Map it because
right.
it's like you don't expect anything
exactly.
to be there.
Exactly. Or, you know, if you're like me, like lights. Because you don't normally, the lights are just like, they say.
Oh, they're just green
the
in the morning.
Whole way
right.
on Shelbyville Road, but then there's a side street person.
And they're like,
throws
and you're like,
it all off.
Dang it, no! I have timed this out to the second,
don't,
the literal second.
Don't trip the light.
I know. Are you one of those people who, if you actually do map it
mm-hmm.
and you see, okay, there's heavier traffic on your normal route,
mm-hmm.
but there's green and there's nothing, but it's going to take a couple extra minutes. Are you going the green or are you going to sit in traffic to save a couple minutes?
I'm probably going green just because it's still a risk.
Yep.
Because you're judging that the traffic app is going to correctly predict how long it's going to take that traffic
I know,
to
half
get
the
moving
time,
again.
It doesn't. It
right.
And,
because
and
it'll keep tacking
it'll go,
on the minutes.
I know, it'll go, oh yeah.
This is taking longer
actually,
than I thought.
It's, did I say a 5 minute delay?
No,
oh,
no,
I meant it's going to be more like an 8 minute.
Oh,
did I say 8 minute?
Right,
oh, so sorry. I think it's going to be 12.
So I'm doing the green just because it's still a risk, even though it says heavier traffic's still going to be faster. Is it?
Yeah, I would rather take a detour
mm-hmm.
and hit no traffic,
right.
even though I know it's out of my way and maybe going to take longer
just
than
again, the risk.
Sit in traffic.
Right, because there could just be traffic adding up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So, hey,
we understand.
I was going to say, if you're plugged into us right now and you're sitting in that, I feel your pain.
We get it.
At this time in the morning, you shouldn't hit it. Yeah, you shouldn't hit any traffic. I'll tell you what, though. In like a week and a half, what you're doing right now is a luxury.
All bets are off.
Because I-65 is going to be completely shut down.
Oh, no.
It's a luxury.
That is just going to be painful for everybody.
Oh. Yeah.
Enough to just never leave your house.
I know. Like, you know.
I'm going back to COVID era where I have everything delivered and I can't leave my
everything
house.
Everything delivered. You come to me. You come to me.
I'm only click listing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if we have kept this job for so long because we don't hit traffic either going in or coming out.
I mean,
it's one of those
coming out. There's traffic.
Well, Shelbyville Road is an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Just about any time
right.
of day.
I used to.
This is the only time of day when
it's fine.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I spent many a year fighting Hurstbourne.
Oh yeah.
So this is still kind of a cakewalk compared to that. I'll say that.
I'm telling you.
14 years lived in J-Town.
I know. I'm telling you.
That was cray cray.
All right. So anyways.
We get it.
We're with you in spirit. Sometimes all you have is a glimpse of someone. You don't even have a name or number, but you shared a spark.
Yeah, how else do you get in touch with that person and spend forever together? You do a little typey-typey. Send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. It's a woman for man.
Okay.
Lawnmower man. I seen you Sunday afternoon riding that lawnmower down our street like the neighborhood had accidentally released a wild stallion from Home Depot.
Okay.
You were shirtless. I was the blonde wearing cutoff jeans, shorts, and a tank top that said fluent in sarcasm and profanity.
Giddy up.
The universe was calling to us.
Mm.
You was driving that mower one-handed like a man with nowheres to be. Looked like you had a Bud Light in one hand and beef jerky in the other.
All right.
I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but my eyesight gets fuzzy whenever shirtless men enter my world.
Hey.
I waved and hollered, "Hey! Can you mow me next? I got a fertile lawn."
What's that even mean?
I don't know. No, in my mind, that landed smooth. But you must not have heard me because you smiled and handed me your empty beer can like I'd won some sort of county fair prize.
Just driving by going, "Here you go."
There you go, lady. Something stirred inside me, though. I ain't felt that feeling in 20 years. Last time it hit me that strong was when I got pegged in the face with a foul ball hit by my cousin Jerry.
What?
That's not a good experience, right?
I don't think so.
What kind of feelings
maybe she's
were
just
stirred
saying,
from that?
She was. It was a strong feeling.
Okay.
Okay.
Or maybe it's dizzy feeling,
yeah, maybe.
Something.
Maybe.
All right. I don't know your name, Lawn King, but if you see this, come on over.
Uh-huh.
I got needs. My grass is confused.
Okay.
My bushes are out of control. And I got a hoe that ain't seen daylight in years.
What?
She's a garden tool. It's a garden tool.
Oh, my God.
It's a garden tool.
I don't know if we're talking about that.
But yes, I like beef jerky like I like my man's spicy.
There was a lot there.
There was a lot
there
going on.
There was a lot going on there.
There was a lot going on.
All right. Well.
There is a... It looks like a pepper emoji and a tractor emoji.
Okay.
So.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right. I still wear your deodorant.
Okay.
I saw you in the deodorant aisle at the grocery store, and I gotta say, I wasn't prepared for what happened next.
Okay.
I was standing there trying to choose between two deodorants, wondering if I should smell like fresh timber or extreme glacier.
Tough choice.
Then you came around the corner with that dark hair and raw energy.
Oh.
You were on the phone saying things like, "She's a tramp! We're done!"
Oh, no!
Now, I don't know the whole story, but it didn't take a college graduate to know a relationship was getting crumpled and thrown into the trash.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then you hung up, let out this giant exhale. Yes, thank
like
you.
Like that, probably.
It was one of those deep, soul-clearing exhales that people do after carrying around a refrigerator of emotions in their chest for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know why, but buddy, that got me.
Okay.
We looked at each other. I did something I almost never do. Took my earbuds out.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You know what? You can engage with me now.
That's basically me throwing open the gates to the kingdom.
Absolutely.
I asked if you were okay. You smiled and said, "I am now."
Oh.
So
opportunity.
That was the moment I thought was appropriate.
Yep.
To hold up my two sticks of deodorant and say, "Which one?"
Pick my scent.
You looked at them, grabbed one, tossed it in my cart, and then walked away and out of my life.
Oh, power move.
Wow.
This is the one you're buying, no questions. Bye-bye.
Now every morning I put on deodorant and I think about you. I don't know if it smells good, but I trust you with my future.
Okay.
Which probably sounds strange,
yeah.
But every swipe under my armpit has become a tiny little scented memorial to our moment together.
A scented memorial? This is what I imagine he's going to do if he gets a second chance to see her. He's going to lift up his arm and be like, "Hey, remember me?" And take a whiff.
I hope whoever was on that phone call stays gone for good.
Probably is.
If you happen to see this, I'd love a second chance encounter.
Okay.
Maybe greasy bar food and a pint.
Oh, we know he's going to be smelling good, though.
I'll wear the deodorant.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
Or maybe we have her, like, pick out cologne next time.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know.
Well,
next step.
Look, if you're looking for the Lawn King.
Shirtless.
That's right. Mm. Eating that beef jerky and drinking the Bud Light. No, or you're looking for your deodorant queen.
Yeah. I mean, these have potential.
They both do, yeah.
Yeah.
And it can be one thing, and that is Craigslist missed connections. Sometimes it's just dumb luck that lands you in this segment on our show on 99.7 DJX.
Bad choices.
It's called a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without buying a Ford pickup truck that is home to a robin and her babies, then you're doing okay.
I didn't mean to do that.
So this is, okay, first of all, this Ford F-250 pickup is probably the only truck that is under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So what it does is it's preventing the dealership from moving the car at all. And there was a guy who bought this car. And so in the time that he bought the car, the dealership noticed that a bird had started building a nest on the truck's tire.
Oh, no.
Like there in the wheel well, right?
Sure.
And so then over the course of a few days had laid eggs.
Oh, no.
And then the eggs hatched.
Oh, no.
And so the dealership was like, federal law protects active robin nests under that treaty act.
So you can't move. And so they can't move the truck.
Even though we sold it. And so the new owner of the truck is understanding of this. And
how long do we wait?
Well, they bought the truck. They have to wait until the birds flee the nest.
Right. That's what I'm saying. How long is that going to take?
I don't know. Google it.
Okay.
But the
how long until
robins
leave the nest?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Leave the nest. Okay. Oh, 13 to 14 days after hatching.
Okay, so only
they're
maybe
they're fully feathered, can't fly perfectly. They typically leave the nest in the morning, spend the next 2 weeks hiding in nearby bushes on the ground while their parents continue to feed them.
So maybe a month, we'll say. Maybe this person just has to wait a month to get this truck, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, isn't a huge deal.
Okay.
But
so I'm guessing mom and dad leave the nest as well when baby's due in a couple weeks.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's a lot of work to set up shop somewhere. And then like,
well, you see all those, you'll come across like abandoned robin's nests every now and then, right?
Okay. I don't know if I know how to identify. The only nests I see are real high up in trees, so right. I haven't studied them.
So yeah, the dealership said this may be the only F-250 in America currently protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
Well, it's good to know that somebody at the dealership understood that before they just, you know, some intern pulled it around. All right, we got her all shined up for you.
Yeah. What was that bump?
Rolled it over and then, oops.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's a good thing that they, someone recognized it.
I know. I was thinking that too.
Everybody in the dealership, you can't touch that truck.
Can't do it.
Like that message has to be filtered to everybody that works there.
I know. Exactly. This is off limits.
Yes. No one can. I'm assuming they probably put a sign on it too.
I would imagine. Imagine they probably put yellow tape around it or something.
For every Tom, Dick, and Harry that works there. They might be like, oh, yeah, that one's sold. We got to pull that in, get it all washed up, inspected, ready to go home.
So, yeah, this is just a setting the bar in the dumb luck category. Like this guy mildly inconvenienced by a robin and her family.
Do you show up there and just be like, hey, guys, how much longer?
Hey.
Are you done?
Are we good now?
Can we relocate?
So maybe a month he has to wait until he can.
Can I contact a bird realtor for you?
Officially be the proud owner of his F-250.
That's great.
But yeah, setting the bar. If he can manage to make it through the day without accidentally buying a truck that is occupied by a Robin and her family.
But this would be worse. This would be an even worse situation if you didn't see the bird.
Oh, yeah. It could be a...
And you just, you know, things were business as usual.
Nature took its course.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. At least it's a... That's almost a feel-good.
It didn't fall into the category of the baby mice.
Exactly.
In my glove compartment of the Geo Metro.
That was a full family, wasn't it? It was a full family.
I think so.
It was a full family.
Yeah.
At least they went together.
And you know what? Those mice were not protected under any sort of migratory bird treaty act.
Nope.
And so they met their fate.
They were a victim of sucks to suck. You found the wrong place to nestle in.
We should fill people in. There was a car that I had stopped driving for, and it was just parked on the side of our street for a while.
And critters made it their home.
Yes. And then,
unbeknownst to Ben.
And when we donated the car to Goodwill, opened up the gov compartment for the first time in probably a year.
Oh,
and
wow.
Discovered the nest.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that is your setting the bar story on...
Slash feel good.
Sure.
Because Mrs. Robin and her eggs are doing just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's 99.70JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I see you've done your makeup early. Does that mean we need to give our Twitch followers our five Twitch followers?
Your ideas have been coming earlier and earlier.
I know, I'm sorry.
Putting stress on
me. Sorry, Kelly, that we have a morning show.
I mean, I even went and got a new hair tool to try to get done faster.
It looks great.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
but
it looks great.
Okay.
It looks great.
All right.
So, yeah, if you're on Twitch, we'll do the whole Twitch thing.
Oh, dang it.
And we'll just, like I said, we're trying things new.
How many followers did we get by the end of the show? Like five?
Twitch asks us to set a follower goal, and I said 10.
Oh, wow.
We haven't reached it yet.
Did Twitch already shame us for our low expectation goals?
No.
That's great. All right.
So anyways.
I love that this gamer outreach program is still...
The gamer outreach program is on the way.
Heading forward.
Speaking of cars, I pride myself, and my family knows this, I pride myself on one thing when it comes to cars. And I failed at it yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Tell you what it is. Coming up on 99.70 DJ. I don't know if there's anything normal in your life that you've realized is embarrassing for you to do. I pride myself on being able to parallel park.
Okay.
This is something that
that's a superpower, yes.
Have a skill at.
Okay.
And there... I have demonstrated to my daughters over the years when I'm able to successfully do it in tight spots.
Sure.
I get out and I show my daughters. I'm like, look at this.
Look at that.
Look at this.
That
look at this.
Is
look at this.
The example of perfection.
That's right. Yesterday, Shelbyville Road. It's busy.
Yep.
And it's over there in St. Matthews, kind of by Breckenridge, where you can park on the street.
Yeah.
And I had to do a quick park. And there was a tight spot, and I realized not going to be able to pull in. Mm. And if you know the area, the curbs are like a foot tall.
Ooh.
So you got to be careful with your wheels,
right.
Especially
you don't be
too.
Scratching up the rims.
And so it was a snap decision. I see it. I flip the turn signal on. I know there are cars behind me. I'm like, listen, you're going to have to give me a sec. And so
I'm going for it.
I'm thinking myself, I'm like, this will be easy. I realized it was going to be tight, but I've done these before.
You're confident.
I do know that the curb is there. And
you've got the lines in the backup camera, right?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
That's
helpful. I don't typically use that.
You don't use it, just glance at it, make sure?
Kelly, I'm a purist.
Okay. Got it. I'm just looking back over my shoulder.
Why do you roll your eyes? Anyways, so...
There's a reason why they put them there, I'm just saying.
Hit the turn signal. Mm. Stop. I start to execute this parallel parking job the way I would normally do it. And I get about 75-80% there, and I realize that the spot is too small.
Oh, no.
Like,
not going to fit.
Like and typically in these situations, I could overcompensate and go over the curb a little bit to just give myself a little bit more room and then pull forward to really kind of nudge myself, weasel my way in there.
Which either car is going to come back and probably curse you.
Right. But since the curb being what it is, there's no way I could do that without absolutely wrecking my car.
And we're not here to do that.
No, not at all. And so I get about 80% in, and I'm like,
oh. I'm going to have to abort mission in front of all these people.
In front of all these people.
In front of all these people who have been watching me. They were going to applaud me for my
yes!
perfection.
They were
going to
go, I don't know who that person is. Probably Ben. I've heard this about him.
Uh-huh.
But he executed a perfect parallel parking job.
They're probably going to go home and tell their family about it.
And it was in the most complicated of situations.
And this guy was amazing at it.
But alas... Mm. I had to abort mission.
Did you Joe Jonas it?
What is that?
So Joe Jonas was put on blast when he was trying to parallel park. And it was like all over the internet. Still talks about it. Like people still ask him about it. Somebody caught it on video of him struggling to parallel park.
I don't
and
know.
And now he's like that guy.
I don't know.
Who can't parallel park.
If he is as celebrated in his own family circles or circle of friends as a parallel parker like I am.
He's having to go on basically a tour of saying I can parallel park. Despite what you've seen on the internet.
So I had to abort, and all these cars are backed up waiting for me to fumble my way through.
And then ultimately waited for nothing.
And listen, if I were the people waiting for me, mm-hmm. I would be saying to me, you idiot. You think you can get your car into that spot?
You're not driving a Fiat.
I know. You're idiot. You are such an idiot. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I would be yelling and saying things to me.
Sure.
And I realized that in that moment, and I had to tuck tail.
Do you wave sorry to everybody as you drive away in shame?
There was a car that went around me as I got almost all the way in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is embarrassing because now cars are starting to go around
yeah.
me. And now I've got to say,
just kidding. Sorry.
Just gonna, I just have to, excuse me, this is not going to work out like I intended. I'm just going to have to pull out again and I'm just going to have to. So anyways, that was a normal thing that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because I tried.
Did anybody drive by and look you in the face?
I wasn't paying attention to that, Kelly.
You were sweating,
I was
you were
cowering.
Panicking. Yes.
I was in my panic mode.
Yeah.
Going, I cannot believe I am shaming not only me, but
yeah.
my family
sure.
and the name.
Yeah. And a line of cars are all witness to it.
Yep. At least I didn't have anybody in my car with me. Because
that's great. Because then that's even worse. Because then
because
like,
that
oh
draws shame on them too.
Yes.
Like if it were my
and
daughter,
Zoe
she would have just
been
like
immediately all over you. Yeah. Like what are you doing?
Yeah. So.
And you're just like, hun, I'm just giving you an example of what not to do.
That's right.
Little life lessons.
So yeah. So I don't know if there's anything like in your life that you realized is embarrassing, but it's just a normal thing that you do. 502-795-1997 is our number. Already getting some texts, so that's kind of fun.
That's great. we're just, you know what? We're so glad that you have this show, that you can work these things out.
Thanks.
You don't need to pay for therapy. You've got us.
No, you're literally my therapy.
I know.
on 99.7 DJX. Hello to our Twitch subscribers at Ben and Kelly Show.
J-Mart said he wants to be the first.
If you want to jump in on this hot action, we're trying things new here over at the program at 99.7 DJX.
I don't know about this one.
Quick text from Marion who says, hey, can you please share your Twitch name so I can follow you? It keeps showing me hot tub stream channels when I try to search.
And what is that?
Don't know.
What are hot tub stream channels? What are you watching?
There's a niche for everyone.
I don't know.
There
understand.
Is a niche for everything.
What,
so
are you just watching people sit in a hot tub?
Yeah.
What's happening in the hot tub?
It's on Twitch. We're on Twitch at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitch, all one. So Ben and Kelly Show. Thank you. Like I said, we're trying something new. And no, it kind of goes dark, meaning like it's silent during songs for now.
Because
we just haven't gotten the permission yet to.
Don't have the licensing rights to do that.
Yeah, we'll work on it though. Normal things that feel embarrassing. Thank you, Amy. She says, I color and send my BFF, who also colors pictures of my coloring, and ask for suggestions and input. She does the same thing. We both know that we can't do this to anyone else.
That's so great.
Sends pictures of their coloring to each other back and forth. I love it.
And she said, these are like the adult coloring books that are really intricate pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean,
which those are kind of amazing.
Those are good. Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that kind of, that's soothing for them.
Someone said, trying on shoes at this store. You know what? I'm going to kind of say yes. That is also the same.
Well, like, how else are you going to figure out if they fit or not?
Yes, but it's the whole thing of the shoe person that hey, can I see this in an 11? And then they come out and they're like, okay. And then you kind of just do the whole, you walk around the store.
You're shopping in a fancy store, because I go to the stores where all the boxes are just right there on the
shelf. Well, like a running store where I get running shoes. They just don't have.
They also sell those at stores that I go to.
If you go to Dick's, you still have to ask for the shoe size.
You're right. At Dick's, you have to ask people. You're right.
So anyways.
If you go to DSW or something, they're all right there.
Okay. All right. All right. Touche. Maybe I just need to shop there.
Like Encore shoes or something. Rack room shoes.
Normal things that feel embarrassing. Someone said sitting there while the restaurant staff sings happy birthday to you. I'll tell you what. This may seem kind of ironic because we have a very public show like this.
Right.
But I cannot stand I can't stand public displays of people getting engaged.
Right. And you don't even have to be involved in that.
Right.
You just cringe watching strangers do that.
And then the whole happy, if anyone sings happy birthday to me at a restaurant, I'm just like,
bless their hearts if they give you a sombrero.
Stop. Please
make you wear a
stop.
Hat.
Please stop.
This is great.
Please stop.
This is
please
great.
Please stop.
This is fantastic. All of that. I know exactly what I'm getting for your birthday this year. This is great.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. And even.
You know what, Ben? What? You know what we haven't done for your birthday? Go out to eat.
Go out to eat? Hey, why don't we go out to eat?
I'm
telling you.
We're going to go to Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks?
Where my son went for 16th.
You mean where all the beer is 29 degrees?
He liked it a lot.
I'm sure he did.
He liked it a lot. Opening presents in front of other people? Sure.
Someone said that. Oh, you know what?
Especially if you're over the age of five.
I went to a wedding. This would have been years ago.
They did not.
They did.
At the wedding?
Reception.
Oh, why?
So not only.
No one does that.
Not only was the reception in a gymnasium. Now, I'm not hating them on a wedding in a gymnasium thing. You got to do what you got to do. But there was no air conditioning, and it was in the middle of July, and it was like a heat box in there. And the poor bride and groom were sweating, and they started opening all the gifts that people got them. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, I hope they don't get to mine.
Then you're going to be judged. Are they saying who gave it to them?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
No.
So awkward.
That is when you just slip out of the wedding and
so
you
leave. Awkward. And then you're just like, goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Oh, don't do that.
Oh.
That's not good. Okay.
Normal things that feel embarrassing.
Coughing in a quiet public place. Yes, because everyone turns and looks.
100%. Especially if it's not one cough.
Right.
Like if you just have to, and you're done.
Right, but if you get hit with a coughing fit.
And you're like trying to swallow your own spit just to okay.
Sorry. You're looking around, sorry.
You're like, does anybody have any water?
Well, at least coughing would be better than any other noise in a quiet place.
True.
That would be embarrassing.
Anybody else have any normal things that feel embarrassing?
Realizing the barista has memorized your coffee order.
Is that embarrassing? Did someone say that?
Someone did say that.
See, I feel like that's like a, hey,
that's good
you're
customer
in the
service.
You're in the club,
right,
too.
Right. I feel like that's a little like, you know me.
Yes. I think that's cool.
That's kind of a compliment.
I think that's cool.
Yes. Reading anything out loud.
You and I do this professionally, right?
We do.
But even still... It can be a little, yeah. I mean, I've gotten over that whole fear or embarrassment or whatever, but.
Oh, Mary Jane farting in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
That's always weird. Whether it's you or someone else, because now you are tasked with, do I react? I can't react. You don't react.
I'm telling you.
You don't react.
So we have public restrooms. We don't have restrooms in our office.
Yes.
They're out in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you go in and someone's already in there.
Yeah.
And man,
if they're quiet. And they're being quiet.
They are being absolutely quiet.
That's automatically a message that they want to be alone.
I know.
They need to be alone. And then I'm like, well, if I have to get my business done, I'm going to have to do it quick.
Oh my God.
So I can leave quickly and let them be alone because they're just sitting there. Nothing's happening, right? While you're just,
Jeannie says, crossing a busy crosswalk and you're the only person and everybody in the car in their cars are staring at you.
Oh, yeah.
That embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Things. Thanks, guys. Everybody waited for just me.
Oh,
taking a toddler into a public restroom. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Carrie. That is going to be unpredictable.
So
you don't know what's going to happen.
We're chatting about normal things that kind of feel embarrassing. Allison says, customizing your food in the drive-thru order. I always feel like they're mad at me for complicating things.
Complicated order? Got a complicated order?
Listen, okay, so I want the number one, but instead of tomatoes, can you just add cheese and no onions either?
Mm-hmm.
And then can I substitute a shake for a Coke, please?
Also bun on the side.
Bun on the side. Oh my gosh, Luke, this is so funny because I was just thinking this yesterday when it was raining super hard, having my windshield wipers at an aggressive level when I feel, and am I the only one who subconsciously thinks when I turn my windshield wipers on, you know what, I'm going to do it not at a fast speed, just so I can, it sounds so weird. Sorry, I'm really showing
you
a freak flag.
You feel like you have special skill being
yes.
able to see through the rain
yes.
at lower speed wipers?
Yes, and so I it's almost like a flex to the cars around me that, hey, I don't know what the big deal is. Look, I can deal with low speed wipers
Look
in this rain.
You fast wiper people as if it's a problem. That was yesterday, by the way. Also, but it's okay. It's also if you've got the wipers on high and the rain stopped and you just haven't noticed to turn the wipers off, you still got them going really high and no rain is happening anymore.
Yeah, right.
There's that.
All right. Well, hey.
There's a lot of other embarrassing things. Brooke, yeah, when you have to tell the waiter or the waitress your food came out wrong. Yes. I hate being a complainer. Like, it's got to be really,
like
detrimentally, egregiously wrong for me to mention
it. It's
got to
be egregious for me to say anything.
Yeah.
We might have to come back to this.
I think we do. There's a lot of people rolling in.
We have a ton. And
oh, yeah. Ashley, woman in front of me at the gas station, got embarrassed for counting out her change yesterday. Yes, I literally, I told you, when I was Mother's Day shopping, right? I had a couple of gift cards. I had like a Visa gift. I had two store gift cards, a Visa gift card, and I had lots of $1 bills from our yard sale.
You're like, excuse me, I've got another coupon.
I think I gave her $45 in ones.
Good on you.
And I counted them, and then she counted them, and there was a couple standing there going, how many forms of payment do you need for this order?
You're like, listen, I'm getting there. I'm getting there, okay?
Putting out the damage. Haven't you heard of that?
All right, we'll come back to this, because obviously this struck a chord,
all
right?
It did. 502-795-1997
is our number. If you're following along on Twitch, what up, chat? At Ben and Kelly Show.
Miss My Life says, the quality is amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
All right. So we're going to take a break from this real quick. We'll come back to it, though. I just realized we're probably going to have to postpone our group therapy to continue with our conversation.
Because we have more embarrassing things to talk about.
We have a ton. A ton.
It's therapeutic. So that's kind of
normal things that seem embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Normal things that people do. But first, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is pretty amazing. Cody is 14, and he often went duck hunting with his 20-year-old big brother, Hunter. This, yeah, exactly. But this one particular time in January, he called out for Hunter, got concerned when he didn't hear an answer back. Cody ran over, found Hunter face down in water, rolled him over, performed CPR that he had recently learned in health class months earlier, and he kept it up until professionals arrived.
We like to hunt and fish together. We play basketball around the house sometimes. I heard a splash, and I called him for his name, and he didn't answer, so I ran all the way over there, and he was face down in the water.
Wow.
I didn't know I was going to be using all that stuff so soon.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
And learning CPR in school is a requirement in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great idea. And Cody was recently honored for his bravery and obviously bonded the brothers even more.
There you go.
You can see the awesome story at WDJX.com.
We're trying something different here. And that is, one, we're blowing off our group therapy for now.
Sorry to the person that's really counting on us to solve their issue today.
Tomorrow.
We'll get to it tomorrow. It's not super pressing, right? It is, isn't it? Oh, dang it. Wait, can we do it next hour? We can do it next hour.
That's Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways.
Wait, we can launch it at... we can blow off. Can't be Kelly.
No, we can't.
We don't need to do that.
All right, so sorry. It's Ben and Kelly here on 99.7 DJX at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitch. If you're on Twitch, that's what we're trying, something new. We're streaming this on Twitch.
We're getting a lot of good information and advice on how to be good Twitchers.
Yeah,
is that what you're called?
I don't know.
Are you a Twitcher?
I don't know, but we don't...
that sounds weird.
We're new to this. We were talking about earlier the fact that I pride myself on very few things. One of those things is the ability to parallel park. To be able to squeeze into tight places, giggity. But I failed at that yesterday.
Okay, I'm moving on. I'm trying to ignore it. Move on!
And I failed at that miserably.
And a stream of cars were watching you do it.
And it was just embarrassing. Thousands of people do this every single day. Parallel park or they try a parking spot. They try to squeeze into a tight spot and they're not able to do it. So they choose something else. No big whoop. You move on, you go on.
Yeah. Alicia says, customer service manager for an aesthetics company using different software to process orders. I can train new hires just fine, but if my boss is watching me, I instantly forget how to do it. Being on Zoom and sharing my screen is also the worst. I forget what to click. Yes, when you have an audience, you're leading a meeting, and then you're like, if you have technical issues, that's the worst. And then you have to try to put your IT hat on and figure it out. Why isn't my mic on? I don't understand it. Everyone's going, can't hear you.
Yeah. Kate says, normal things that are embarrassing. When the cashier gives you your change or card back and receipt and you're not ready for it. And so you're scrambling to kind of like put it in your bag while the person behind you waits. And that's the worst. Like where you're like, here, just put it in my hand. And then you're trying to like juggle and balance what you've just purchased with the change.
Okay, so this listener wants to remain anonymous, but sent this entire conversation. I haven't read all of it just yet.
Are you going to dry
I'm
read it?
Without a net, yes. Just me. It's so beautiful here. This is exact conversation while driving through Frederick, Maryland, while in the car with my boss and her boss.
Okay.
Me. It's so beautiful here. Everyone's so friendly. I love how hospitable it is. And it looks like everyone really prides himself on it. Boss, it is beautiful. But I don't know about that hospitable thing. Me. Oh, don't be so humble. I see all the pineapples, though I'm confused on why they're all upside down. I've never seen it that way before. Is it significant for this community? Boss is boss. Snort. You can say that. Boss, we're driving through a swingers community. Oh, that must be the symbol. How fun.
Me, how fun.
Looking around and smiling. Boss and boss's boss, confused in corporate. Me, you know, I don't see many trees here. Are there playgrounds around instead? I haven't seen any of those either. Not many kids, to be honest, boss. I'm sorry. What? Oh, I just assumed that there'd be more visible swings if that was what the community values so much. Boss's boss full on crying in the back. Boss says, that's not the type of swingers we're talking about. Me, what? Boss, you have two children. Yes, I have swings in our yard, but I really want to put a porch swing and a tree swing in, but I'm waiting to see if I get to keep the house first. The boss says, swingers are couples that hook up with other couples, and the upside down pineapple is how they indicate that they're willing to do that. Me frantically looking around to make matters worse. The event dinner we were going to, my boss ordered a Mai Tai that had a pineapple garnish. And my boss's boss ordered the Hawaiian chicken that came with pineapple slices on it.
Okay, so that's just an embarrassing moment. That's not a normal thing, I feel like.
No,
that
but
is
in front of her boss her boss's boss.
Okay, I get that now.
So she's like, they sat on both sides of me. I hated everything.
I get that now.
That's so great.
Normal things.
What
that
an epic story.
Seem embarrassing. By the way, shout out to Frank and Amber who just got engaged yesterday. Thank you for the picture of the engagement ring. We appreciate that.
That's amazing.
I wish we could show the texts that we actually get on our request line to our streamers.
You're so precious.
Jordan says, another embarrassing thing, singing at the top of your lungs in the car and then looking over to see someone staring at you.
Yes, no. But you know what? If they start singing too or give you the thumbs up, like, yes, I see you.
That's one of the things that I love about radio is that it's a communal thing. It's
right.
Like, you know, when you're streaming a song, that's your own individual thing. There can be millions of streams and all that stuff.
Yes, 100%.
But it's all individualized. Radio is a community. So,
right. And
like,
especially
you both,
if it's like during Throwback Thursday. You look over and you're like, you're listening too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's that shared little bond. Right, exactly. We were talking about the windshield wipers earlier, the fact that if you've got it aggressively high, that's embarrassing when it's just kind of a sprinkle out, but you have your windshield wipers on high.
Right.
And I made the comment that I try to flex when I can at keeping my windshield wipers at a lower speed than is safe.
That is the most obscure thing you think people are going to judge you on. Like, seriously, people are looking up. I'm not looking in anybody else's windshield wiper speed. I'm trying to navigate my own car through the rain. And now the only thing I'll say about that is if you're driving along and you got the windshield wiper still going pretty at a good speed and the rain stopped. Like, there's zero rain.
Corey checks in and says, Corey here, I agree. The longer you go without using wipers, the cooler you are. See? Thank you, Corey.
Really? You don't need to enable that behavior.
Angie says, I thought I was the only one. I call
really?
It crazy wipers on fast speed.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, yesterday there was rain like that. That required that.
Luke says, you got to check the speed of everyone around you. And I agree.
Seriously?
I do. I will.
Am I being judged secretly and I just didn't understand that?
Yes. Because when I have to turn my windshield wipers on, I will check the people around me to see how quickly their wipers are. And I will judge silently accordingly.
Well, Matthew says, even harder flex. I don't use mine unless I absolutely have to. Like, I'm not using them. Not at all. Let that rain come. I can see through it. Thank you, Ken. He agrees with me. Like, I have not paid one attention at all to anybody else's wipers. I'm just looking at me.
Whitney says, I'm overly annoyed about people leaving their wipers on after the rain is stopped.
Okay, yes. I understand that. I understand that. And maybe people are just like, you know, you're just cruising along.
It's like, there's no rain. What are you doing?
On autopilot and you just forgot to turn them off.
That's so funny.
Or it's also in the same lane if you're driving along and you've got your turn signal on. And you're not turning.
Yeah, that just literally happened
along the highway.
Happened yesterday.
Yep.
Person had their left turn signal on, and we're driving. And my daughter's like, "Don't they notice that their
turn
signal is on?"
Yes.
And I'm like, "Yeah, they should." And then they went the opposite way.
Oh,
they turned
yeah.
right, and I'm like, "Ah, oh, this person's just failing."
Yeah, then you look like a really king idiot. Yeah,
they're just failing.
Okay.
All right. Someone checked in. Chris said, embarrassing moment, getting in the car to listen to Group Therapy and only to find out that it's been postponed. Listen, we had more important and pressing embarrassing matters to attend to.
This is more pressing. You're right. Sometimes we have to pivot.
Guys,
Angela needs us, though. She's in a tough... She's standing on the cliff of her relationship.
Oh, are you actually talking about group therapy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's going to be for tomorrow. Angela's going to have to sit there and wait because we have literally turned this radio show that's a mixture of music content into just a talk show.
Are we blowing off all the music, too? What are some of the songs coming up? Oh. I'll tell you if we can skip them.
I'm not going to play any of them.
Oh, you're not playing it?
Look at the time, Kelly!
Oh, my. We've been quite chatty.
We have a consultant meeting today.
Oh, what are you doing?
Jeff, we need to redact this from the record.
Oh,
we need
Jeff.
To redact this entire thing from the record.
He's going to be like, have you learned nothing? All the work we've been doing up to this point, out the window.
He's going to be
keep
like...
Keep it tight and bright. Tight and bright.
Another embarrassing. Mason says, I hate to speak in meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Mary Jane, when you live in a neighborhood and all your neighbors mow first and you don't have the time and you feel super pressured.
And you look like everyone is judging, like, look at that lawn.
Look at
it's
that lawn.
Almost
it's
knee high.
You know what my flex is mowing before everybody else. So I'm like, best lawn. Best lawn in the neighborhood.
Right.
Best lawn.
But then it's going to be like.
Come at me.
Grown out again before everyone else's too. You're just going to have to keep that up. You're going to have to keep it up.
Okay.
Steffi says, tell Jeff this is what the people want. Okay.
Huh. All right, listen.
Tim, one of the best mornings. No music interrupting a great conversation. Thank you, Tim.
Honestly, the only reason we're doing this is for our new friends, our new seven friends on Twitch.
And then... You've completely thrown out the entire game plan of the show.
I don't know.
The whole strategy.
I'm drunk with power.
Because we're trying to impress our new Twitch friends, which, by the way, I've heard we're not Twitchers, we're streamers.
Streamers.
Okay, good note. Adam, embarrassing moment. DJ said, don't play music.
Oh, all right. Bringing us
LMAO,
back to reality.
Best segment
sure.
ever. That's
okay.
cool.
Okay, all
you.
Right. Thanks.
This is great.
Thanks.
This is great.
All right. So, thanks. That's it for this segment, I guess.
A lot of people have big feelings about windshield wipers, I've learned from this.
Many
people rolling in about the windshield wiper thing.
Yeah. Kelly, you are going to find yourself next time it rains, probably even this afternoon.
Now suddenly feeling self-conscious about the use of my wipers and if I'm using it appropriately.
About the speed of your wipers versus everyone else.
I don't need that kind of stress when I'm already white knuckling it through like really low visibility rain. Okay. I don't need to worry about what is everybody else doing in this moment right now. I'm just trying to survive.
Get on our level, Kelly. Get on our level.
Wow.
One more. Allie, embarrassing moment. Chasing a ping pong ball around, dehumanizing. You're like, oh, hang on a second. Hang on. I got
that
it.
Slippery little sucker keeps
or someone
away.
Even or someone even tosses you anything and then all of a sudden you have pressure to catch it. Oh gosh!
There's lots.
All right, that was good. All right, hey, thank you so much for all the calls. Don't tell our consultant Jeff about this. This remains between us.
Tammy, one more. I think you're flexing with the show. How you can talk right up to when the song starts. That's your biggest flex, something you should be proud of.
That's something they teach us in DJ school.
Yeah, exactly. That's called hitting the post.
Yeah. That's called hitting the post. All on the web. Let's play.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Let's say hi to Kayla calling us from Shively. Hi there, Kayla.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Shively in the house.
Kayla's 5'3", has strawberry blonde hair, works for LG&E, and is currently married. So, Kayla, everything good?
Why did you say currently married? You always say that sounds awkward as if it's temporary.
I mean...
It's not.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. So, can't beat Kelly. Does Kelly intimidate you at all? She's 21-0.
I don't know. She may be.
Okay, so how, like, generally speaking, how in touch, in tune with pop culture things are you?
Ooh, so I'm only 27, so, like, I think I'm going to get it.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I feel like youth is usually on your side in this game because you tend to pay more attention to stuff like that.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Kayla, so here's the deal. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you five pop culture questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions. If you can get more correct answers than Kelly, you win. If you get less or tie, then you can't beat Kelly.
No pressure, Kayla, but you can really impress our seven on Twitch.
seven on Twitch. All right, Kayla, let's say bye to Kelly.
Okay,
bye. 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 All right, we're going to wait until Kelly gets to the hallway. And there she is. She's out in the hall. Here we go. Question one for you. The Jonas Brothers are launching something new called Hey Jonas. What is it?
Anniversary tour? I don't know.
The NFL has announced that this city will host Super Bowl 64 in 2030 at their new stadium.
Ooh, I have no idea.
You're just not going to even take a guess?
Let's just say Las Vegas.
All right. This former pop star had to explain why they recently flew first class to Hawaii while their kids sat in coach.
Pass.
Okay. This has been getting some attention lately. There is a woman on TikTok who made her mission to eat a picture of this celebrity every day until he gave her a part in one of his movies.
Adam Sandler?
Okay. Disney has officially greenlit this movie with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy returning. What's the movie?
Ooh, pass.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear what the answer is. All right, Kayla, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How did we do? Wait, don't tell me.
Why don't you ask Kayla how she thinks she did?
Chat, how do you think Kayla did?
Why are you saying chat? Kelly.
What?
Kelly is a drunk with Twitch right now.
Trying to relate.
All right. Can't beat Kelly. Here we go. Kelly, I'm going to ask you the same questions I just asked Kayla.
How did Kayla think she did?
Ooh, Kelly, you might have this one, honestly.
Okay. It could be a trick. It could be a trick. She's probably trying to get in my brain. Give me false confidence. All right, where we go?
Jonas Brothers launching something new called Hey Jonas. What is it?
Podcast.
That is correct. Kayla got that wrong.
Oh. What'd she say?
She said a new tour.
Oh, they've been on tour. Yes, yeah. Okay, yes.
Question two, can't beat Kelly. The NFL has announced that this city will host Super Bowl 64 in 2030 at their new stadium.
Nashville.
Nashville's correct. Kayla got that wrong. She said Vegas.
Oh, no. Vegas will be fun. Vegas will be fun.
Next question.
Yeah.
This former pop star had to explain why they recently flew first class to Hawaii while their kids sat in coach.
Oh. Was that?
Do you remember seeing that?
It's either Jessica Simpson or Nick Lachey, I feel like. Because they were on the flight together. Awkward. But actually, it was fine, he said. So I'm going to say Jessica Simpson.
You're correct.
Yeah!
Kayla just passed on that one.
Oh, sure. But did you hear the story? They were on that flight together, like 6.5 hour flight together.
Yeah, and Jessica said she blamed her mom because her mom booked the tickets.
Oh.
And so had she booked the tickets herself, she would have had her kids in first class, too.
So she was just sitting by herself in first class.
She and her mom.
And Nick is in the back just going, mm-hmm, yeah. That's why I divorced her.
All right, can't beat Kelly. Next question. This has been getting some attention lately. There's a woman on TikTok who made her mission to eat a picture of this celebrity every day until he gave her a part in one of his movies.
Eat a picture?
Yes.
Brad Pitt.
Incorrect. You both got that wrong. It's Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell, randomly.
Okay.
Final question. Disney has officially greenlit this movie with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy returning. What's the movie?
Hocus Pocus 3.
Hocus Pocus 3 is correct.
4 out of 5.
Oh.
Kayla got 0 out of 5.
Okay.
Good job, Kelly.
Good job, Kelly. Well, Kayla, we're going to need a little bit more than that. We're going to need you to say, hi, my name is Kayla, and I can't beat Kelly.
My name is Kayla, and I can't beat Kelly.
But you know what?
That's so great.
Hair is shiny and bouncy. You look great.
This is great. Kayla, that is amazing.
All right, Kayla, hang tight. We're going to still hook you up with a prize, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Kayla, that was awesome. It's tough in the hot seat.
22-0!
It's tough.
22-0! You are going to make it through this entire week without being defeated.
Why did you say
How
that out loud?
How are you going to do that?
Why did you say that out loud?
There
it
is.
You just cursed me. Oh, my God.
Can't beat Kelly. We are being terrible at our jobs right now. We're trying to send you to Chicago to see Ariana Grande.
Completely neglected those duties.
That's right. Text the word dance.
D-A-N-C-E to 502-795-1997.
And you're in to win, okay?
There you go.
Dance. Dance.
Check that box off.
And you know what? I'm going to give you next hour, too, because you're so good. Day. Okay, oh. So dance and day.
Dance and then day.
Yes.
Two hours worth.
Right there. Boom. You're done.
Wow,
dance
look
and
at
day.
The riches we have just rained upon you.
I felt bad.
You should. Because this has been really kind of a crazy train wreck of a show.
I blame the 6 cups of coffee I've had.
Oh, but you know, we still have 6 people that have been hanging for 1 hour and 15 minutes with us on Twitch. You guys get a gold star.
I'm not sure
how many of those are bots.
Don't know. At Ben and Kelly Show. We're new. We're trying something new. And we're just trying. The past couple days, we've been trying to stream the 7 o'clock hour just to kind of like let you see behind
the
scenes. Yeah, just see what's going on.
You can't hear the music because
not right now.
Issues.
Yeah. But we're trying to like, you know, just figure it all out. So this is us figuring it out.
Yeah.
And you get a train wreck of a show.
Drockers on Twitch. Why can't we be the Twitch flies on the wall and hear the chatter during commercials? Ben is talking a lot. Kelly's pretending to listen.
You know what? That actually happens on the air, too. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Hey, coming up next, we have a feel-good story.
Oh, yeah. You can find these, by the way, at WDJX.com. This is a really cool story of a Miami designer that changed a homeless man's life by just turning him into a viral model.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. It's that time of the week when we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. And then we'll tell you something special happening this weekend, too.
Okay.
All right. So that's all coming up here on 99.7 DJX. And Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Shout out to Penny listening. Quick text from us says, morning, Kelly and Ben. Sometimes Kelly should be first. Hey.
Thank you, Penny.
I second that. Said, Ben, did you start selling cars? I saw Ben Davis in the back of a car recently.
Oh, wow.
I do know that there is a high school up in Indianapolis that has Ben Davis. And also, there is a clothing company, kind of like Carhartt.
Yeah.
On the West Coast, that is Ben Davis also. And so they have bumper stickers sometimes that say, like, Ben Davis for president or something like that.
You need one.
Well, someone sent it to me, so I do have that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I do have that. So,
okay,
anyways,
that's fantastic.
Shout out to you, Penny. Thank you for listening here on 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour. Kelly.
Before I get to the Miami designer that changed a homeless person's life, I need to give an update on a story we had yesterday about Emily at Norton Children's Hospital who was posting posters in her window asking
with her Venmo.
Asking for pizza and donut funds. Mm-hmm. And Derby City Pizza had her back. So her mom posted on there. They sent over a whole bunch of pizzas for her and 7 West kids. And she, really cute pictures of her posing with all the pizza boxes and everything.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, there are so many people that have seen and shared the post and the story to lots of pizza places around town. So hopefully she's going to get like a steady little flow of pizza places sending over some goodness for them. So that's a really cool follow-up.
Mm.
We'll share that a little bit later on at Ben and Kelly Show. Anthony was living on the streets trying to get time with his kids when a stranger with a camera changed his life. And that man was photographer and clothing designer Alex Carabas.
Mm-hmm.
He had this unique idea in marketing his clothing line, finding unique models. And he spotted Anthony and just right there on the street, asked if he could take some pictures of him wearing a hoodie from his line.
Mm.
Well, the pictures in the video of his story caught fire online, getting 40 million likes across several social media platforms. CBS News Miami had the story.
We are going to surprise him. with an $8,000 check. Shout out to you guys for donating to the GoFundMe.
I don't know if I should do it because I don't think I'm worthy enough to do it.
There's something really special about him, and to be honest, I really believe in him. Don't ever judge someone because of what they look like, because of their situation. You never know what someone's going through, and sometimes all it takes is a little act of kindness.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that is cool.
So yeah, you shared the story behind like how he got Anthony to pose for the pictures, started a GoFundMe, and now raised over $8,000 so he can get himself a place and get some time with his kids. So
that's cool.
Awesome story. You can find at WDJX.com.
You want an audio journey through time?
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
First one we'll keep her anonymous. It's my 10-year wedding anniversary. Do you want to play Carrie Underwood before he cheats?
Wow!
Or Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Wow. There's tone.
There's tone.
There's tone.
There's backstory.
There's definitely tone.
Oh, well.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Before he cheats.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Aggressive start.
Wow.
Aggressive start, right?
We like the implication in that.
We do.
The implication.
The innuendo.
The innuendo even.
Even.
Brooke. Please, please, please. Pussycat Dolls, loosen up my buttons. You guys are the best. Hashtag TBT, let's party. All right.
That also has innuendo.
Oh, my.
Different kind. Yeah, little mama,
you
looking good. I see you on the
plate. All right, come back Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
There's a tone.
There it already.
There's a tone. There's a feel. There's a tone. Jessica, last night made me want to fight a blinker. Can you play something to get me a fight? Because it was about to go down last night.
Yes.
Like a small boat.
This is on the ocean. I think it's the wrong.
Sending big waves.
I don't think
sending
this
big
is
waves.
The vibe.
Into motion. Into motion. Like how a
single word. I don't think this is what she was asking for.
Wait till it gets to the hook.
Okay.
Kelly.
I might only have one man. I'm sorry, Jessica. But I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say. Okay. This is a sweet, sweet.
Come on.
Precious song.
Get it!
Can you hear my voice
this
time?
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Smack a BM song. Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh, no.
That's not the tone.
Because I've still got a lot of my life in me.
I didn't know that
okay.
one.
All right, Jessica, sorry. We probably missed the mark on that.
No, yeah. I think we hit the mark.
Brittany says Ben just took the hardest left possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Brad's like, Pink knows how to fight.
She does.
She does. I would pick her in any battle.
You would pick
I would.
Pink?
My money would be on her.
You mean you'd ping Pink over Rachel Platten?
Yes. I would. Yes, sir. I would.
What is the fight one in Pink? Is it Raise Your Glass?
Maybe.
Anyways, I'm gonna play one for our new friends on Twitch.
Oh, okay. What do they want?
Streaming at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah.
Blissy Plays says, can we request Girlfriend in Sync?
Oh, yes, you can.
Well, yes.
And by the way, Emre says, it's my first time being able to see them. I'm 22, been listening for as long as I can remember. Look at us.
Hey.
We have faces attached to mouths.
Man, this is a long song.
It is.
It's a little too long.
That's when they put effort in.
Betty put effort in.
That's when they put effort in. Got 2 minutes and I'm out. Like they do now.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Someone's like, who's it? Michelle was like,
from Valley Station. It's So What by Pink. That's the fight song.
Oh, the fight song.
That's more aggressive.
That is a little bit more aggressive.
It's more aggressive.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah,
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's funny. Chelsea's like, this TBT brought to you by Female Rage.
Absolutely.
And I'm here for it.
100%. Yes, Alex, I love this. Been listening forever. Been listening since it was Peter B and Kelly K.
That is
Who
a blast that? From the past.
Who remembers that?
Yeah, for sure.
Know. They
yep.
know.
Yep. Someone was like, actually, who is it that wanted the fight song? And we played Rachel
Jessica.
Platten.
Jessica.
She said, actually was thinking DMX. All right. Well, we can slide that one in.
Lose my mind.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 AJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to 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 back.
And then back again.
Shout out to Beth, who wants raise up for her eighth grader going into high school.
Oh, wow. I got one of those, too.
Are you meaning...
I've got one of those, too.
Are you meaning Petey Pablo? Raise up. Swing it round your head like a helicopter. North Carolina.
Not sure.
Wave it round your
it's
head.
It's inconclusive
like a
that this is what she wants. I'm kind of here for it, though.
I can tell you've never stood on a bar and asked for people to get up on the bar because there's more room.
No.
While this song plays.
That was all about you.
Okay.
Who's feeling single and sexy?
Oh, I forgot how hard that goes.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, Sammy Licious is loving the Rowdy Throwback Thursday.
Rowdy.
Needs a little Dirty by X-Tina. Remember when she was like X-Tina? Because she was a little dirty. She was wearing a little chaps. She's like, I'm hardcore Christina Aguilera there. Mm-hmm.
What was she wearing?
She had chaps on in the video. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I do like that. I do like that. That was a good era.
It was a good era.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Too dirty to clean my act up. You ain't here to party. All right. Throwback Thursday. This was an era of Britney, too.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Yes.
Text from a listener. Do one for the emo kids. How about Sugar, We're Going Down? Yeah, sure. This
okay.
is a bit emo, bit
All
ragey,
right.
too.
A little bit.
Catherine says, hey, this is our last Throwback Thursday in carpool ever.
Oh, my gosh. Ever?
Shout out to Noah graduating on Friday. Love that.
Ever,
Throwback
ever?
Thursday.
Ever?
Oh, buddy. You
oh
got
my
this.
Gosh,
all right. Throwback
so great.
Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Listen, we got to get a little shout out. Lizzie says, hey guys, can we get a shout out to St. Stephen Martyr's graduating preschool class? My nephew is going to be in kindergarten next year.
Shout out to Catherine, also going to be 14 on Sunday.
Love
That's
that.
Good.
Also,
Love that.
Vanessa needs to hear the thong song.
Yeah.
I'm working out so I can look like a dump truck, she
Absolutely.
Says.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You got to do that.
Is that awkward timing?
No.
Okay.
There's never awkward timing in Throwback Thursday.
You got it.
It all makes sense in the universe.
Are you ready?
Throwback Thursday. It takes you back to an era, doesn't it?
Does, it does, it does.
It takes you back to a time and place.
And get it, Vanessa!
Throwback.
Get those dumps like a truck.
Thursday on 99.7 EJX. By the way, shout out to Twitch, Emray, Wiggle, Jason Derulo. They're getting in on the action.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't know how good this song is.
Okay.
So we're just going to give it a hot second.
Did they speed past this in the radio edit? It's going to get there. It's getting there.
Okay, Throwback Thursday, DJX.
That's where it started. That's where it started, radio edit. That's why I was confused.
Okay.
We started here.
Okay.
Wiggle,
Got it.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Okay. Are you kidding me right now?
I forgot about that.
Listen.
Oh, this is awkward.
Listen. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Sometimes
we forget the song too.
Sometimes
and
we forget.
Just, and we just kind of have to go through it
it's
with
fine.
You.
But just, yeah. Okay.
Gosh. All right, Word Amy, Usher. We got you. Usher, OMG, Throwback Thursday. Sammy Alicious, Throwback Thursday, the only thing that makes sense in the universe right now. We
Correct.
Got you. I'm
Correct.
Glad we could be that
Correct.
For you.
Also, yes, we understand you have access to all these songs anytime you want, but it hits different
it does.
During TBT,
yep.
does it not?
That's why we have the radio. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, my God.
All right, Throwback Thursday. every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back.
We hand off the reins to you.
Yep.
You
shout out.
Are driving this bus.
Jude K, graduate today. Love that.
Oh,
happy 44th to Amanda coming up.
Awesome.
Love that. Doing those shouts from people who are texting in at 502-795-1997.
I mean, Kelby's still wanting to hear Pitbull. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be legal.
I mean, Pitbull is legal. We play Pitbull.
Yes, yeah. We do. We do.
I mean, is it appropriate for the other request too?
Hmm.
What was that other? What was the other request?
Okay, so Michael is rolling in with some really amazing news.
Yeah.
Said our foster son has asked us to adopt him.
Aww.
Dealer choice, make it good. That is amazing.
Okay. All right. What about
Michael.
Time of Our Lives?
Yes.
Pitbull.
I like that.
We can do that.
That's great.
Throwback Thursday.
One.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. And
oh, man.
There it goes.
Listen, there are so many shout outs we need to get to.
I'm telling you, this went fast today, I feel.
It did. Braden graduating fifth grade. Go Eagles. Congratulations.
Sweet.
That's what Courtney texted in. Let's see. Oh, Josh wanted a little juvenile.
No.
So sorry. Sean, Soulja Boy, didn't get to that.
No.
Apologize for that. Gosh, how many other...
Yeah, shout out to Bennett. Shout out to Katie. Yep, gotcha.
Oh, all my right. Gosh. And then Allie kind of gets the gold star. She says, I love y'all. I'm 28. I never thought I'd be a routine listener to the radio on my way to work every morning. Honestly, it makes me feel like a grandma, but I enjoy it so much. Also, Ben, you're low-key a redhead, so you don't know me, but you're also my brethren. Ginger stick together.
Listen, I am nothing if I'm not high-key about everything.
You're high-key.
I'm high-key about everything.
For sure.
All right. Well, cool. Joshua, by the way, shout-out to you. And wife tried to burn the house down last night,
oh.
So appreciate and glad that it didn't happen.
Yes,
so, yes,
absolutely. Swifty Kim Presley, Ashley Price, thank you guys so much for being here. We see all of you. And we appreciate you all.
And and at this time, we should probably say also...
Are we saying goodbye to
goodbye
our...
Goodbye to our new friends at Twitch.
Our four viewers
on Twitch.
Twitch,
yes.
Hanging for nearly
two hours. I love that.
That's great.
At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see, we're just trying something new here. All right.
Love y'all.
On 99.7 DJX. Trying to get you to Chicago to see Ariana Grande, part of our Maycation. Winning word is day.
D-A-Y.
Day. Remember, last hour was dance, and I think you can still get that in, okay? So if you are just hearing it now, dance and day, those are your two winning words so far. We're doing this all day on 99.7 DJX. Earlier in the show, we were talking about what embarrassing things... Or what embarrasses you that shouldn't, because it's a normal thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was telling a story about how I was trying to parallel park quickly, and I pride myself on parallel parking.
You're like, that's your superpower.
That is.
You're great at it every single time.
And I failed majestically in front of a lot of people.
Ooh, and all these people waiting on
yes,
you for nothing.
Yes.
You ultimately had to drive away in shame and
that's
find
right.
somewhere else to park.
Oh, that's
no.
right.
That's the worst.
That's right. Texts from people having to go number two in public and it making noise.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
And then you're trying to like rustle the toilet paper,
to just
make
do something.
Noise to cover it up, praying someone else is going to flush or something.
You're just praying.
And then you're left hanging. It's just not good. Was that a wrong choice of words?
Penny said making an accommodation to your food at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like you're going, can I get the onions and dressing on the side, please?
Yeah, but I'm going to need, and then I just like the little slightest tinge of pink in the middle. Not too much pink, not, you know, not like completely well done. Just a little touch of pink.
I will say, I enjoyed Alicia's. She said, I'm great at my job, but if anybody watches me, I instantly forget how to do it and become embarrassed.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Like, and so I was also saying, I get a little... embarrassed is not the right word, but I'm going to say it anyways because that's kind of what we're talking about. I get a little embarrassed when it's raining out and my windshield wipers doesn't match the velocity with which the rain is hitting the windshield.
There are so many people that have rolled in on the text line apparently that pay attention to that too.
I do.
Which now, new anxiety unlocked. I'm just trying to survive driving safely through the rain.
Yeah.
Just to get from point A to point B, I'm just concerned about my viewpoint through the windshield. Now I have to be concerned with what everybody might be thinking about what speed I need my wipers at.
Right. So I feel some sort of way if I feel like my wipers are too fast.
Like that you're a wuss or something?
Yes.
Seriously?
I almost want to err on the side of them not being fast enough.
Oh, so I can be cool.
So it's kind of like a flex.
Okay, you need to flex in front of a bunch of strangers in traffic.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about your safety.
Yes.
Oh, that's where we're at.
Welcome to a little bit of my brain.
Okay, so listen, I also, now I can see the only lane that I can see validation in when we're speaking of wipers and wiper behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you're leaving the wipers on
after the
high
rain has
speed
done. Yeah.
When the rain has stopped.
Yeah, it's like
it was
off.
One of those splash and dash, right? It just dumps on you high speed and then it stopped. But you still got it going on because you're just cruising.
Yeah. And you're not paying attention
pay
or whatever.
And you just leave it on and everyone's looking at like, what? Who's going to tell her?
I'm definitely tell her? Judging you.
1,000%.
Jamie rolls in and says, as a stylist.
Oh.
When your client looks up at you as they are being shampooed.
Okay. Thank you for saying this out loud because I always close my eyes and I didn't understand. I've been doing it right. So that is correct. I didn't know if that was a rule.
You know, that could also be for dentists.
Yes.
Like if you are getting teeth work done and you're in the chair and they lay you back, if you look at them, hands are in
I'm
your
sure
mouth?
It's weird.
Yes.
It's weird.
It's gotta be.
I'm kind of looking at the ceiling a little bit.
Yeah, trying not to make any eye contact.
Right, but most of the time I'm closing my eyes. Yes. Okay. But thank you very much for bringing that to the chat.
Yeah, so that's like the whole, small little normal everyday things.
Yes. Well, Natalie is saying this too, bathroom etiquette. The other day I went in to the women's restroom here and there was somebody already there being very quiet.
Yes.
And immediately this person needs some quiet time, some alone time, but you have to go. So it's not like I could just turn us. I have been able, when I could, I have turned around and just left and then come back like 5 minutes later.
I've done that too.
As a courtesy. But then Natalie's like, when you are the one in the bathroom stall and you are just waiting for the other person to leave so you can finish what you need to do in peace without embarrassment.
And they're just taking their time.
Right.
And you're like,
maybe
come on.
Maybe they're fluffing their hair.
Come on.
They're powdering their nose, reapplying lipstick. Now, I will also go one step further. People that come in and talk on the phone in the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily like embarrassing for
them. But a business call? Are you seriously talking on a business call, going to the bathroom and flushing? Are we doing that?
Destiny rolls in on text and says, I do DoorDash occasionally, and I always think it's embarrassing to stand and wait for the order to be done. Like you go into the restaurant, right? And you're waiting to pick up an order for like Kelly, right?
Yep.
And you go in and you're like, hey, I'm here to pick up for Kelly. Like, wait. And you're like, oh, okay. I guess I'm just going to wait here.
Well, it's going to be hot and fresh once you do get it.
That's right.
It's going to be hot and fresh. That's been sitting there, getting old. That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Swifty Kim rolls in and says, OMG, of all the things in my life that I overthink and obsess over, my wiper speed was never one of them until now. So thank you.
New anxiety. anxiety unlocked.
I'm sorry.
No, you're telling me I have to pay attention to that when I was blissfully unaware.
I'm sorry.
I was just worried about me and my safety.
Oh, shoot.
And now I have to worry about being judged in a rainstorm.
100%. That's what we have to do. That's what we're here for, friends.
Yeah. Okay.
To point that out. All right. Hey, thank you. It's 99.7 DJX.
One more. When you're walking up to the door, it's still pretty far away, and the person in front of you stands there and holds it waiting on you. Almost feels like I have to run to get through the door. It's so awkward.
Listen, there is, we've talked about this, but it's been a long time. There is a zone.
Yeah.
Where it's courtesy, and then it's rude, if not. Like,
right.
Like there's a, It, and it's not written down.
No, and it's all, it's
and
kind
it
of
varies for every situation.
Largely dependent on the person at the door.
At
like
the
they
door,
have to make that
speed.
Decision. Am I holding it for this person? Or am I just walking through?
Yep.
And then what if they were too close behind you? And then it's rude that you just let it close.
Yeah.
Behind
like
you.
Just the other day when I went to vote, I was coming out and someone was down the way a bit on the sidewalk. But I
you stood
held,
there and held
the
it.
Door.
Did they change their pace?
They did. They sped up a little bit. And
I do that. If anyone's done that for me, I kind of do a little run. I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you. And you tell them thank you for waiting. That's great.
All right. That's good. I'm glad we could get
great
this
etiquette.
Off of our chest.
This is all good
Appreciate
things.
It. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Welcome to the show, friends. we have been on
it's a journey.
A weird journey today.
Yeah.
So apologies for that. Yeah, trying to get you to Chicago to see Ariana Grande. Text us the word day, D-A-Y, day, 502-795-1997, and you're in to win, okay?
Awesome.
Part of our Maycation here on 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a set of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without going back to the place you robbed and trying it again...
that's a bold move.
Yes.
That's a bold move. It was a bold move to begin with.
Yep.
But then you're going back. And you're like, well, worked out well the first time.
And you're doing okay, especially when there are cameras, you stupid.
Wow. Wow. Okay, not bold. Dumb. Real dumb.
So, you know farm stands, right?
Sure.
There's one in my neighborhood. When I jog by, I always, and it's up and open, I always take a look and see what they've got. Usually like some fresh baked stuff.
Well, yeah.
Scones,
and then
oatmeal.
It's always like
granola.
An honor system usually. It's like,
yeah,
hey.
You just Venmo them and you take something off the cart, right?
Right.
Delicious. Well, this lady in Colorado goes over to the farm stand, which is unattended.
Mm-hmm.
And starts filling her bag with
it
some freshly made.
Free.
Yeah, starts filling her bag with freshly made oatmeal cream pies, along with some sourdough bread and all that. And then literally has the audacity to look at the camera and say, thanks, and walk away.
Oh, that's
you look at the camera
vile.
Shot of her, and she looks like just a granny.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And so the lady, the farm stand owner, didn't know what to do.
Okay, wait. Just 1 second. Can we pause? Is it a look on her face where maybe if she's a granny, she didn't fully understand they weren't free? Or was it a look of, I know what I'm doing.
She had a look of she did not care. She didn't, it wasn't. It was just a straight face, basically.
Because I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt in these situations, but it sounds like, nope, she's straight up thief. She knew it.
All right. So the owner of the farm stand.
A couple weeks ago, I had a woman stop by with her very large bag and pretty much take all the treats out of the stand. She also took a bunch of jams and stuff from one of my other vendors in large amounts. Like, she filled this bag as full as she could fill it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Filled it as long,
so,
as much
yep,
as he could fill.
The big bag is a giveaway. Like, she showed up with
intention.
To take as much as she could take.
And then also filled her arms and then just said thanks to the camera and peaced out.
Wow.
So then.
Okay, you put her on blast, right? If you've got her face looking up at the camera.
She didn't know what to do.
You are putting her on blast, aren't you? You are.
She didn't know what to do. And then the lady came back.
I had just put out all the oatmeal cream pies that you guys voted on, and she took all of them. I think I had 5 left after that that I ended up putting out, so I think like 5 other people got oatmeal cream pies, but she took the rest.
So she comes back. She's a repeat offender.
She comes back. The owner confronts her and says, hey, by the way, I've got a tab for the stuff you grabbed a couple weeks back.
I counted everything you took because, yeah, you know, the camera.
Yeah. And so how do you want to pay for that? And what'd I guess the lady patted down her pockets and said she needed to go back to her car to get her phone.
No, you don't.
And
liar.
So she left. And yep. So the owner gets her car
license
and her
plate.
License plate.
That's
on.
Theft.
Yep. And so turned her into the police. So,
okay, then.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing, for one, but then going back to the same place that you stole from previously, you're doing okay.
Let's appreciate farm stands.
Yes!
And the model of the honor system that they have. Because if people like that keep doing that, it's going to shut it all down.
That's right.
It's really sweet what they do. It's obviously really good homemade stuff, fresh stuff. And they worked really hard. Wow. So they deserve to be paid.
All right. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Shout out to all the graduates. Mary Jane checking in saying, being able to say I have 2 graduates and a high schooler. Yeah, now I feel old. Yeah.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
Gosh.
That happens.
Sneaks
up on you.
I've got an 8th grader that's having a crossover ceremony next week. It's starting to sink in.
I know my daughter was like, I've got freshmanitis. And I'm like, that isn't a thing.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing,
it's
girl.
Not a thing.
That's not a thing. She's like, I'm just done being a freshman. I'm like, you've got plenty more years of school to go.
Yes.
So buckle in.
But again, lightning speed also.
I know that
like
does.
Like once they hit high school, it does go. Because I'm about to have a junior and a freshman, 2 high schoolers. When did that happen? Do you remember the one time I announced, I was pregnant on the air? First of all, back it up. But when I got engaged on the radio.
Yeah, I do.
Then had babies on the radio.
I know.
And
it,
here we are, they're
here
in
we
high
are.
School.
Here we are.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
You have 2 like bona fide adults.
I know.
That
How
you
did
birthed.
That happen?
Sorry, that your wife birthed.
I birthed. All right. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, just skip it. Skip the show. Skip today's show.
Especially Angela. Oh, Angela.
Angela, we'll get to your group
therapy.
Supposed
to be the star of group therapy. She says, I'm standing on the edge of my relationship, wanting to know what to do.
Here's the good news.
And we said, we have to talk about wiper blades.
Listen, if you say it like that,
that's exactly what happened.
It sounds bad.
There's no lies detected in what I said.
But to be fair to Angela, she's going to get her day tomorrow.
Unless someone else rolls in with some other
that derails the train.
That derails the train. Or you get enamored with the 7 people that we had watching us on Twitch. Because that's really, that. I'm going to point the finger at that. That just really took the whole train off the rails. We blew off music. We blew off Angela.
And we have
all the things, the formula of the show that's made us number 1 for how many years? 18 years.
Yeah, and we have to actually talk to our consultant in like 10 minutes. So
what amazing timing! Jeff,
right.
Emergency session.
This is emergency session, 911 session. Coming your way hot and fresh. Don't listen to today's show. That's all I'm saying. Today is one that you can just skip.
Okay.
Because it is, if anybody is in psychotherapy and understands the nuances of ADD, this is your case study to play for students.
100%. And if people are just kind of driving by, sampling the show for the first time,
welcome.
They're thinking, what in the world is happening here?
Welcome.
What in the chaos is coming out of my radio box?
Yeah, well, that's us. Ben and Kelly, your
there
old pals.
Come back tomorrow for the magic.
That's right. On 99.7 DJX. Have a good one. I'll talk to you then.
Bye.